are now listening to the Music Matters Media Podcast with your host, Lisa Hollihan. A show made to bridge the gap between mainstream musicians and artists on the rise. Discovering up-and-coming musicians and discussing all things music. Don't forget to follow us on social media.
What's going on, Music Matters Media family? We have a very special episode for you guys today. I am super stoked to be covering this album. We are going to be discussing Kacey Musgraves' sixth studio album, Deeper Well, the follow-up to 2021's Starcrossed. It clocks in at 42 minutes in length, and there are 14 tracks on here of country folk bliss. Eric, we have a lot to discuss today.
That we do. And this is especially exciting because it's the first time we're really going to do a deep dive into Kacey Musgraves in this way. So I'm really excited for this and I've got a lot to say.
Eric and I have been really looking forward to this one because, of course, we've mentioned Kacey Musgraves in the past on this show. However, we've never really gotten the chance to fully delve into her catalog and review one of her albums as a whole. So this is extremely exciting. We've both been looking forward to this record. And wow, there is a lot to really dive into here and to discuss here. So Eric, how did you feel about this record as a whole? What are some things that stood out to you? How did you feel about some of these tracks?
So as a whole, I really love this album. A lot more than I thought that I would, honestly.
I love to hear that.
Now, I was already a fan of Kacey Musgraves. I hadn't really, you know, dove deep too much into her music before, but I was a fan. I've been a fan since the pandemic. I mentioned this on the podcast before. I don't remember what episode it was on specifically, but I mentioned the fact that her performance of Rainbow really blew me away.
So touching. Eric and I absolutely adore that song. Hands down my favorite song by her in her catalog. And that really just opened the door for both of us to appreciate more of her music.
For real. And I said this as well. That song just brought me to tears because of the lyrics and just her voice. I truly felt every word that she was saying. And that's really what got me hooked onto her as a person, as a musician. And since then, every live performance I've seen of her has always been top-notch, has always been amazing. And so you can imagine how happy I was when you came to me and you said that we would be discussing this album in detail. So fast forward to the past few days when I've been listening to this album, and wow, what an amazing journey from start to finish. It's definitely not something that I'm used to. Country is not really something that I tend to really listen to a lot.
And that's exactly why I wanted to cover this on the podcast, because I want to diversify our show even further. I feel like we've spotlighted a bunch of different genres on this show. And of course, we do talk about country, but to really take the time to put a spotlight on country music and to dive further into that path on here, I think is extremely important.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kacey may be a country artist, but this is hardly a country album in the classical sense.
Yeah, it's definitely not a traditional country album by any means.
Yes, it's definitely a mix of a lot of things. So for me, musically, it's a very mellow, calming album, but it also has a lot of musical range and variety. There are traces of country in it, of course, but there's also some bluegrass influences, as you stated earlier, some folk influences. And I would even be willing to say that there's some alternative rock influences as well, depending on what song you listen to.
Yeah, you know what this record gave me a vibe of, and granted, not entirely, but just aspects of their music, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, definitely. A little bit. I can totally hear the comparison.
Obviously, I'm talking about the more stripped down version of that band, but still, to hear kind of some influence from Stevie Nicks, legendary Fleetwood Mac, you can definitely hear that on this record as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I love about this album is that there's a great variety of instruments used here, including some steel guitar, cellos, synthesizers, and violins, just to name some examples. And all of these instruments are perfectly arranged to give the music plenty of flavor. And of course, Casey's vocals are absolutely immaculate. They sound delicate, but there's an underlying ferocity to them, especially when you pair that with the kind of lyricist that she is. Lyrically, it's a very straight to the point album, but it's also a very emotional one, and I'm assuming that on some level it's autobiographical. It's very reflective and meditative at times. And to me, the lyrics throughout the album have a lot to do with growing up, moving on from people and situations, loss, building scar tissue and resistance to be able to take on life's challenges and staying strong, self-empowerment, and appreciating the finer, more subtle things in life, and of course, love. I don't think it would be a Casey Musgraves album if it didn't touch upon that particular subject. And probably what I love the most about the lyrics on this album is that not a single word is wasted. There's not a single song that I can say fails lyrically, you know? And I think that's very, it's very rare to have that in music, but I also think it's a really rare skill to be able to make an album and have it be something that delivers lyrically on every single song.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Eric. A part of why I appreciate this record so much is I feel like each song tells a story. And for the most part, I believe it's very much autobiographical in the sense of these are the life lessons that she's learned up until this point.
You're definitely right when you say that it is an album about life lessons and about just adapting to your current situation and even further adapting. The older you get and, you know, the more you change with life and even with the people around you. So I totally agree on that.
What I also love about this record are not only the life lessons that she's learned about love and loss and heartbreak and maturing and all things that are part of growing up and kind of figuring out things along the way of what she wants out of life and what also no longer serves a purpose in her life. But also, what I appreciate about this record is how spiritual this record is overall. For me personally, I believe it's a very spiritual record. And that could either turn people more towards it or turn them away from it. However, I will say what I love about her going into this spirituality is she leaves a lot open to interpretation. She's not specifically talking about one entity or anything of that nature, one philosophy. She's leaving it broad enough that you can kind of tailor your own belief toward what she's speaking of, and it still has the same meaning of the song. So I think that's really beautiful, the way that she's crafted some of these songs and the intricacies of her lyrics and her words and the message that she's trying to convey. Very carefully crafted and well done on her part.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And of course, you and I have both heard our fair share of artists who are spiritual, and some of them make their beliefs more explicitly known. Others prefer to keep it a little bit more vague. But I definitely think that she was able to keep the balance between being explicit about her being spiritual, but also being more subtle about what it is. Like I do love that. For example, on the song, on Song's Cardinal Architect, she does make it known that she believes in spiritualism, but at the same time, she kind of portrays it in a way that says, this is what I believe, but I also want you to believe what it is that you believe without me having to trample all over it.
Yeah, exactly. I love that aspect of her music because, and some of these songs, of course, because it's not about trying to shove any type of religion or specific philosophy down anybody's throat. It's more so generalized to the point where you can add your own interpretation to what she's saying, and it's still going to make sense and it's still going to resonate with everybody that listens to it. Because she's doing that and leaving it open to the listener instead of pigeonholing the tracks
Right.
to a specific type of belief system that may or may not take the listener out of their experience with this album.
Right. But I also love that even when she is getting spiritual on this album, it's not strictly spiritual throughout the whole song. And I'll give you an example. So on the song Architect, right? Obviously, it talks about the concepts of predetermination versus free will, but at the same time, it also talks about the fact that sometimes things happen for a reason, even if it doesn't seem like there is one. Other times, things may seem strange at a glance, but when you look at them more closely, you say to yourself, well, even if they do seem strange, that's kind of what's beautiful about them, the fact that you can't explain it. And so I do love that along with the spiritualism, there's other concepts tied into it.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you on that, Eric, and I absolutely adore the track The Architect, and I just love Casey's contemplative journey with questioning the divine mysteries of the world and basically having lyrics revolving around what is the meaning of true existence, and as you said, whether it unfolds according to a grand plan that's in our control, or are there some things that are too much to be a coincidence and they are guided by a higher power?
Yeah, and I also really appreciate that she touches upon these things in a way that is, just enough for the song. And what I mean by that is she touches upon all of these things without diving too deep into a rabbit hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And the other example that I wanted to talk about is the song Cardinal. I love that it does also talk about spirituality, but it also just talks about the fact that when you have such a strong connection with another person, sometimes when you think about that person or when that person thinks about you, you just feel it, even when you can't explain it. So I do love that she touches upon that as well. And I think that that was a perfect way to begin the album, by the way, the song Cardinal. Absolutely love that song.
Yeah, I definitely think that Cardinal sets the tone for the rest of the record in terms of what I genuinely love about this record is how much substance there is. And this record really makes you sit down with it and just unravel everything that she's saying within each track. I think it's very much a record that you can't just turn this on and have it playing in the background. This is a record that is meant to really make you think. And if you aren't really paying attention to these songs and just serve it as background music, then you're not going to get the messages. They're going to kind of go right over your head because you have to be paying attention to what she's saying and the meaning behind what she's saying. Otherwise, it can just get completely lost when you're listening to this record.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Like, I definitely do agree that it's not meant to be background music. And matter of fact, when I was listening to it, I had to strategically listen to it. And what I mean by that is that I actively looked for moments where I wasn't doing anything else. that way I could sit down with this album and really pay attention to it, because there's just so much to unpack here and you don't want to
Exactly.
miss any of it.
Exactly. This is a record that deserves your full attention. And it could be challenging because you could put this record on and try to have it on the background while you do other things. And sonically, a lot of these sounds from track to track blend together. So if you're just throwing it on in the background while you're multitasking, it could very well get lost in translation and sound like one giant song. Whereas when you sit down and take the time to fully listen to it and go track by track, and as you said, unpack these messages and her lyricism and the lessons that she's trying to convey that she's learned up until this point, it's a truly beautiful record, but it's a record that you need to take the time to sit down with and really get into the meat of it, because if not, then I could totally see this record going over people's heads.
Yeah, I think the biggest mistake that you could do is to just listen to this album and say, oh, it all sounds the same. No, it doesn't. You have to pay attention to absolutely everything. And even the songs that maybe do sound similar have pretty big differences. If it's not musically, it's lyrically. And that's why it's important to be able to just find the time to really be invested in it and just absorb it. And really treat it as an experience instead of as just something to pass the time.
I love the meaning behind a bunch of these tracks. Cardinal, Deeper Well, Too Good to Be True, Giver Taker, Dinner with Friends, The Architect. There are so many tracks on here that really deserve people's attention. So I hope that if you're listening to this podcast and you're a Kacey Musgraves fan, number one, that you've been listening to this record since it came out. And even if you're not a fan of Kacey Musgraves, or country music, or any type of music in the same vein, please go give this record a listen because I'm telling you, you will be so pleasantly surprised and you just might fall in love with it like we did. You can tell how much thought went into this record and how vulnerable this record truly is. So, Eric, I definitely want to highlight and give justice to some of these songs. So, I think we should start with Cardinal because Cardinal is the opening track. It's the introduction to this record, and it has such a heavy and deep meaning behind it. So, how did you feel about Cardinal?
I really love this song. Minor spoiler here, this might be my favorite song on the
Love
entire album.
that. Yeah, I love this song.
Me too, man. To me, this is where that alternative rock influence kind of lays. It really has that kind of grungy 90s feel to it, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, this is one of the tracks that I was referencing in terms of where it kind of gave me some Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac, that kind of same energy, that kind of same vibe.
Yeah, definitely. And I love the interplay between Kacey and Daniel Tosheyan's vocals. I really love how they just complement each other. It's just perfection. And I love Daniel's use of the 12-string guitar. It really makes the song pop because of that.
Another thing that I wanted to point out, not only on this song, but throughout the whole album, is that we cannot ignore the fact that Kacey's voice carries this record.
Yeah, absolutely.
She has such an angelic voice, and it's just so soft, so delicate, but yet so powerful when it needs to be. And I truly believe that one of the greatest aspects of this record is the fact that it could be so stripped down and really put her voice to the forefront and center it around the vocals that she has. Because once you hear a track by Kacey Musgraves and you're familiar with her vocal style and what she brings to the table, then you know right away when you hear a song of hers because she has just such a beautiful, angelic, and very much memorable and notable voice in music.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I honestly 100% agree with that. Her voice is so signature. And it's like you said, it's very delicate, very soft, but there's such an emotion to it that even when she is singing at her most delicate, you truly feel every word that she's singing.
Exactly, Eric. She has such a way of pulling on your heartstrings and just the warmth of her voice. This record sonically gives her vocals the time to shine. And I think because of the more stripped back production, we're able to appreciate her voice now more than ever.
Yeah, 100%. And you're absolutely right about the stripped down production. It's definitely just further complimenting her voice. And it does that to the point where it almost feels like she's in the room with you when you're listening to this album. That's how well the music complements her, and how this album really puts her vocals to the forefront.
And going back to the track Cardinal, man, I agree. I totally love the song. Definitely a highlight and a standout off of this record. What a way to open this album and to kind of get an idea of what's to come. That, as we said a little bit earlier, how there are so many lessons within each of these songs.
The lyrics to Deeper Well, for an example of that. I mean, who on this planet hasn't felt the need to grow up and to mature as a person and to set boundaries? I mean, that's such important part of life, you know, and I love that she is highlighting that in this particular song.
Oh, yeah. You have Cardinal, which covers the topic of loss and connection, and not only human connection, but spiritual connection as well, and how physically on planet Earth that you can make that connection with somebody, but that connection doesn't have to necessarily pass when that person is no longer physically here, that connection can carry over even spiritually, and you'll eternally remain connected to that person for this life and perhaps many other lives to come. So I think it's a truly beautiful song about how those signs are always there, even if the person isn't physically here anymore, that they are always trying to communicate with us and be with us spiritually and to look over us and watch over us. And it's basically all about trying to tap into that, that if you're not paying attention, it's something that could easily be missed or something that you could think is coincidental. But if you do believe in that and are tapped into that, that person will forever remain with you, even in the afterlife. If you believe in the afterlife, that is. So I think that is something that's truly beautiful and such a great song to open this record with. So that was at least my interpretation of the song. And of course, you have the track Deeper Well, as you stated a little bit earlier. And this, hands down, is one of my favorite tracks off of this record and a highlight, a standout. It was the lead single from this record, and I totally understand why she chose this as a lead single, because it really serves as her looking inward and a reflection of her mindset and part of her growth of reflecting on her past relationships with friends, family, romantic, whatever it may be, and seeing what has served a purpose in those connections and taking those with her, and then also acknowledging those connections that no longer serve a purpose in her life and not having hostility towards that, but rather letting go of that and just acknowledging the fact that sometimes people come into your life to teach you something. They come into your life for a reason. And if you don't learn those lessons, then the same kind of people, different bodies, different faces, but the same kind of people will keep coming into your life until you learn that lesson. So it's just a very powerful song overall. I also absolutely love that she takes accountability for her actions as well. It's not just a song about pointing the finger. She's acknowledging some of her old habits, old behaviors, and it just goes to show that something that you might be growing up with or thinking is cool at a certain period of time in your life, as you get older or as you grow and change and mature, may not necessarily be for you anymore. And that's something that she acknowledges on here, of part of her process of letting go and growing up and changing habits, changing ways, She has a completely different mindset. And I understand why she chose this song as a lead single, because this song sets the tone for the record.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I feel like building off of that, the song Moving Out is kind of about the same thing, but in a different way. To me, at least, the song Moving Out basically says that there's a time and place for everything in your life. And not everything is meant to last forever. Even the happy, nostalgic moments, like, it's fun to look back on them, but you can't live there the whole time. You have to be moving forward in life, and you have to keep on adapting and maturing and just, you know, continue to work on yourself. And I love that she's very brutally honest about that in that song.
Yeah, I also love the song Giver/Taker. I think that's such a powerful song in a relationship dynamic, whether that be friendship or relationship romantically, whatever it may be. But I love her trying to find the balance between what expectation each person has in the dynamic and trying to figure out what is the proper balance of that. And I just love the meaning behind, you know, I'll give you everything that I have unconditionally, and all I want from you in return is your unconditional love. At least that's the way that I interpreted the song. So just such a powerful song there, where it's not about all the things that money can buy. It's not about the material things. She's literally just seeking and searching for the same type of love that she gives in return.
Yeah, 100%. And a song that I love, that I really love, is the song Sway. In keeping up with the theme of spirituality, I love the ethereal choir-like vocals at the end.
Oh yeah, Sway felt like such a meditation song listening to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely love the vibe of Sway. Now, don't get me wrong, I would be lying if I said that this track didn't catch me off guard when I was first listening to this record, but now going back, I totally understand why she put it on this album and the purpose that it serves on this album, because the song itself is about navigating the peaks and valleys throughout life, the highs, the lows, everything in between. And it really centers you while listening to it. And that's what I mean by it serves a meditative kind of purpose.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Another one that I love so much is Dinner with Friends.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
It is, right? I just love that. I think one thing that I love so much about this album, other than it teaching you life lessons, is that it also teaches you to really look out for the subtle moments in life.
Yeah, totally. To appreciate the little things, but also to have the awareness to realize that later on in life, you look back and those little things were actually the big things, and to have acknowledgement of that as well.
Yeah, the things that may not seem like they matter that much, but when you look back on them one day, you realize that they mattered way more than you thought. And another one that definitely is near and dear to my heart, another song that's near and dear to me, Anime Eyes.
I knew you would like that one.
I just love the reference to Hayao Miyazaki, the director of Studio Ghibli, favorite animated films, Spirited Away and Princess Mononoke.
Oh, absolutely. I grew up watching Spirited Away.
Yeah, same. Those two films are some of the best films ever made, in my opinion. And the song itself is absolutely beautiful. It's a beautiful love song. And that reference to Sailor Moon, man.
Yeah, I love that Sailor Moon reference. I thought the song Anime Eyes was cute. You know, not everybody's going to appreciate it. Some people are going to think that it's corny. But I actually think that it gives the album character, because it gives you more of a sense of what Kacey Musgraves is into personally in her personal life. And it's part of her personal taste, and part of her personality shines on this song. So I think that that's really sweet. I thought it was cute personally. And this is a track that I knew that you were going to love.
And also, I just want to say that towards the end of the song is also very grungy, in my opinion. Kind of reminds me of something that Olivia Rodrigo would do, because she does sing that way.
Yeah, I could definitely hear where you're coming from with that. one of the many things I love about Olivia Rodrigo, and I can hear that overlap.
Yeah, and this is where the ferocity in Casey's voice comes out. Like, obviously, it's still delicate. It's still in her signature laid-back tone. But at the same time, you really feel the energy that she's trying to give. And I really love that.
Yeah, I agree. I love how she uses her voice as a vehicle to evoke those kind of emotions where they need to be. But however, overall, I think that this record is very peaceful and tranquil and serene, and her voice is just so incredibly angelic. It always has been, but as she's growing and maturing, she's perfecting her craft even more so. And as I said, sonically, I feel like people can appreciate the fact that it brings her vocals to the center and the forefront of these tracks, where her vocal delivery really does carry most of these songs. So completely as a whole, such a beautiful piece of work. You can tell that everything was so very much deliberate. And what I love most about this record is how much thought went into creating these tracks. You can tell that she really took the time to put this record together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to give a special shout out to Daniel Tashian and Ian Fitchuk, who are two of the musicians who really went all out in collaborating and writing the songs with Casey Musgraves. I mean, talk about an incredible songwriting trio to really bring these songs to life and to just, you know, make them the cohesive, beautiful piece of art that it is. So shout out to the three of them working together. And I genuinely hope that they continue to make records for a long time, because this was really well done. And I absolutely love this album from start to finish.
And with that being said, Eric, with every album's high, of course, there are going to be some lows, or at least a low. So I want to know, just so we can tackle this and then get to some of our standouts and highlights off of this record, what turned out to be your least favorite song off of Deeper Well, and why?
So I'm not going to lie to you, it was hard to pick a least favorite on this album.
That's a great thing, though. That's amazing. That means that it's a job well done.
But you know what? That's kind of what I like about the term least favorite. It's kind of a loophole of sorts. You know, it doesn't mean that it's bad. It just means that,
in comparison, you know, to the rest. Still, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's still a favorite of yours. It's just that, you know, there's still something about it that's lacking, but it doesn't mean that it's a bad song. That said, my least favorite on this album was Heart of the Woods.
Wow. Okay, Eric. So we have overlap, because that also happens to be my least favorite. And the reason why I chose this song, and I can't wait to hear why you chose it as well. Maybe we'll agree on this. Maybe we won't. But I chose Heart of the Woods because it felt like the most filler on this album. It felt like a filler track in comparison to the messages that we got on some of these other songs.
Yeah, you're not off the mark in terms of why I picked it too. I mean, I wasn't thinking of the word filler per se, but it, to me, it just felt like the most lyrically vague compared to everything else. The, you know, explicit storytelling and the themes. And because it was the most lyrically vague, it makes it stick out like a sore thumb from the rest of the album. Because, you know, you have such amazing storytelling and such amazing life lessons and advice in the other songs. And then there's this one.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that if you were to remove this track, that it wouldn't be detrimental to the record, because to me, it doesn't add that much. It's a nice sounding song, but in comparison to some of these other tracks, it kind of just feels a little bit out of place. It's just there to transition maybe one song to the next, but as a song that's standalone, to me it doesn't contribute that much to the record in comparison to some of these other songs.
Well, I'm really glad that at least we had overlap in that regard. I'm glad that we see eye to eye with this one. But now that we've got that out of the way, let's jump into our favorites.
Starting with some of my favorites, definitely Cardinal, Deeper Well, the song, Too Good to Be True, Giver/Taker is one of my all-time favorites off of this record. I also loved Dinner with Friends. I also appreciated Anime Eyes. I thought it was a cute song. Nothing to Be Scared Of is a nice song. If I had to pick a favorite song, an all-time favorite, my number one off of this record has to be The Architect. And don't get me wrong, Giver / Taker is right up there. It was extremely hard for me to just pick one and pick an absolute favorite. So shout out to Casey, because that means she's done an incredible job making it extremely hard for us to choose favorites. But I will say, when it comes to Give or Take, I just love the meaning behind that song. And coming from a hopeless romantic, it's something very much that I also tend to feel in myself in terms of trying to find that balance, because once I'm all in with somebody, and that also doesn't necessarily have to pertain solely to a romantic relationship. It could be a relationship very much of a friend or a family member. Just once I love somebody, I'm going to give you everything that I got. Here's my unconditional love. And her having that same sentiment and just wanting that in return, but also trying to develop a balance and a boundary with somebody, knowing that not everybody has the same expectations that you do when giving and receiving love. The song just very much resonated with me in that way, and that's why I love that song. And also just her vocal delivery on that song was truly beautiful and incredible, so that's why it stood out to me as one of my favorites. And then when it comes to The Architect, I think that this is truly one of the best songs, not only on this record, but in her whole discography up until this point, because I just love the message behind the song. I love the curiosity and the philosophical aspect of it, of trying to piece together the quote-unquote master plan of it all, of life, and the mysteries within it, and if they are predetermined for us, or do we have control of that and pave our own way? Or is it a combination of both? So I just love how the song makes you dig deeper and really makes you think. And once again, the vocal delivery on this song is just truly beautiful. Such a special song on here. This one had to take my number one spot.
Yeah, and I love that that's the choice that you picked. And I had a feeling that that's what you would pick as your favorite. Just, you know, knowing how I know you. And as for the other song that you picked, Give or Taker, I 100% agree. I love the message behind it. And it definitely is a delicate situation trying to give so much of yourself to a person that you love, whether that be platonically or romantically. But at the same time, trying to be careful and trying to ascertain how much is enough, or, you know, just right. So it's definitely a very tricky subject. And I love that Casey was able to capture that in song form.
Oh yeah, most definitely. So what are some of your favorite tracks off of this record? I'm dying to know.
So we definitely do have some overlap. So some of my favorites include Cardinal, which, as I said, is my favorite on the album, Deeper Well, Moving Out, Sway, Dinner with Friends, Jade Green. I really love that one.
Yeah, Jade Green is another beautiful song.
Yeah, The Architect, of course. I really love that one. Definitely one of the more powerful songs on this album lyrically. Lonely Millionaire is another one I love, just because it really gives us a glimpse into, I mean, all these songs give us a glimpse into Casey Musgraves, but this gives us a glimpse into her as a person, as a public figure, and what it's like to, you know, be where she's at in the industry, but at the same time, you know, her having to reconcile that with her desire to just be seen as a person and not this larger than life musician / celebrity. So I really love that she made room on this album for this song. And the other two songs that I love that are favorites of mine are Anime Eyes and Nothing to Be Scared Of.
What made Cardinal your absolute favorite? I know why it's a favorite, because it's definitely a favorite of mine. But what made that kind of stand a little bit above the rest here for you?
I think it's It's a mix of a lot of things. It's the mix of her vocals with Daniel Tashian's vocals as well. The way Daniel plays the 12-string guitar on this one, I love that mix of, like you said, Fleetwood Mac and, just kind of 90s influence in the song. It's just a lot of little things that add up together that just really blew me away. And I think it's partially because it was the first song on the album, so it really made a definitive statement when it just came out the gate. And I don't know, man. I just think that I really love just the interplay of everything, the way she sounds with her double track vocals, and then the way her and Daniel's vocals just perfectly blend together to really propel the song forward. But I also just love the message that, when you have such a strong connection to someone, you don't even need to say anything to each other, and you'll just know that you're thinking about that person. I just love that idea that you could be miles away, and when you think of someone, they'll feel it, they'll know. And that to me is just one of the coolest things ever. And I love that someone actually said it in a song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what a record this was, Eric. And I'm so happy that we decided to cover this one on the show because this record really deserves so much love for the amount of effort that she put into this record, the stories that she has to tell, the lessons that she's learned, the messages behind some of these songs. It's just truly incredible. I'm very much impressed with this record. Eric, what would you rate it out of 5 stars? Where do you think this record stands?
So me personally, I would rate this record 4.5 to 5 stars.
Wow, no way. That is incredible.
Yeah, that's how much I truly love this album. I genuinely was just blown away by the whole thing. And listen, I just want to say it is amazing how far Casey has come musically. I mean, you hear her debut album and you listen to this, and what a progression. I mean, really, as a lyricist, as a singer, as an overall musician, I mean, she's come a long way, and she really has so much to be proud of, especially with this album. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I'm not going to say anything in terms of, year-end lists or whatever, but out of all the albums we've reviewed thus far this year, this is probably my favorite so far.
Wow. I love that, Eric. And I am so incredibly happy to hear that this album really resonated with you in its entirety and just how strongly you feel about it. And speaking of, Eric, you are going to love this news. Just like you and myself, there are also millions of others that thoroughly enjoyed this record because Kacey Musgraves earned her biggest week of her career with this album, Deeper Well. It debuted at number 1 on the top country albums chart and number 2 on the overall Billboard 200. So, congratulations to Casey, a very much well-deserved accolade under her belt.
Wow, what an amazing journey from start to finish. But what about you? What is your ranking of this album? Because I'd also like to know.
I'm standing at a solid 4 for this record.
Okay.
I'm rating this album a 4 out of 5 stars. And the only reason why I'm rating it a 4 out of 5 and not a perfect 5 out of 5 is for me personally, just sonically, I do enjoy more when she dips into country pop. So sonically, this record for me, I would have to be in a certain mindset and it's not something that I could play all the time. I would have to be in a certain mindset and a certain mood to enjoy this record. And I feel like with some of her previous work on Starcrossed and of course on Golden Hour, which is still my favorite record by Kacey Musgraves, because she had that country pop sensibility, it was just a little bit more fun and upbeat. I understand that this record serves a purpose in introspection, so completely get why she decided to do a more stripped back and more of a country folk kind of sound and a soft rock kind of sound. But for me, that's why I didn't rate it a perfect 5 out of 5, just because I do like her country pop sound more. However, regardless, I think it's one hell of a record. and she should be extremely proud to have this one in her catalog.
Listen, to your point, I think it's an absolutely fair one to make. There are some albums and some songs that you can't really listen to unless you're in the right mindset or the right mood, and that's perfectly respectable. I think that that's a very valid point. And I honestly can't say I disagree, especially when you compare this to her previous works, where you said it's more full of country pop. And yeah, I definitely do understand what you mean. It's definitely not an album that, for example, you would put on just any day. Either way, I'm glad that the both of us see eye to eye in terms of the fact that it is a really solid album. It's a really beautiful piece of work. And it just represents another milestone in her career as a singer and as a songwriter.
Yeah, absolutely. She should be extremely proud of this body of work. And I also just want to say, in all fairness, compared to her last effort that was Starcrossed in 2021, sonically, I appreciated Starcrossed more, but lyrically, this record, Deeper Well, is leagues, and I mean leagues above Starcrossed. So that just goes to show you where my mindset's at.
That's awesome. And see, this is exactly what I love about our discussions. You know, sometimes we are on equal footing, other times we look at things differently. But this is what makes these conversations so interesting, what we each bring to the table and how we each perceive the same thing. And I just really love whenever we have episodes like this.
Me too, Eric. Me too. And most importantly, you guys, we want to know how you felt about Kacey Musgraves' sixth studio album, Deeper Well. Did you enjoy it? Where does it rank in her discography for you? We want to know it all, you guys, so make sure you head on over to musicmattersmedia.com and let us know over there. And don't forget to follow us on social media at Music Matters Media, and we'll see you in the next one.